This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to substitute or replace the advice of a licensed medical professional. Hey, girl. My name is Cheyenne Burnett, and I am a lover of French fashion, Italian food, and art of all kinds. I am wildly in love with my ride or die Brad, and we have the coolest kids. Oh, and my breast implants tried to kill me. We are interrupting our regularly scheduled broadcast to provide you with a personal life update.
Where the hell have you been?
Hello, beautiful. And thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Explant Secrets podcast. This episode is a little bit different because, as you know, I noticed, I kind of disappeared there for a while, and you absolutely deserve to know why. I got depressed. If you've been following my personal story, you might know that in October, I had the incredible opportunity to make my red dot debut and speak about breast implant illness for TEDx Woodinville. This was a massive personal win for me, but it was also so much more than that. It was the result of 2 years worth of hard healing and hard work. This is not an easy story to share. And not because I'm not willing, but because getting on respectable stages like TEDx to speak about breast implant illness, when so many ridiculous doctors are still trying to say that it's not even real, well, that felt damn near impossible. But I did it. I did it for me. I did it for my family, who had to watch me suffer through this illness, and most importantly, I did it for you. I did it because you deserve to see that you can come back from this illness. You deserve to know that I have 18 links attached to my TEDx talk with undeniable evidence that breast implants are wildly unstable and incredibly dangerous. I did it because every woman who has ever been or is being harmed right now by breast implants deserves to have a voice. And we deserve our voices to be heard on one of the most respected stages in the world. So why was I so depressed that I disappeared for a while? Because I poured years of my life and all of my energy while trying to heal from this illness into getting our message on the TEDx stage. And I did it. And then all of the footage was lost. I'm not even kidding. My talk just disappeared. Now, right about now, you're probably thinking, how the hell does that even happen? Why didn't you have your own recording of it? Where is the backup footage? What can be done? Trust me, I know. The thing about TEDx is they are extremely picky about how content makes it to their platform. Speakers like myself and the 20 others who walked the TEDx Woodinville stage with me last October had to sign legal documents stating that we would not photograph, film, or in any way record any part of our talks. All recording was required to be done by our professional videographer, and no copies were to be distributed to speakers or even event staff. How it was supposed to work was the video team would record our talks, complete the editing, provide the edited talks to our incredible TEDx organizer, Tanya Diamond, at which point, if Tanya approved the edited videos, she would then upload them to TEDx. Then the recorded talks go through another approval process to ensure the content and quality is something TEDx wants to approve and put their name on. And when that's done, the talks get approved and uploaded to the TEDx YouTube channel. That and the TEDx or TED websites are the only places that the talks are allowed to be posted. It can be shared from those sites, but it cannot live anywhere else. So I had exactly no rights to any of my footage from the beginning, which is totally fine. That's the TEDx process, and I respect that, and I respect them. The problem is our professional video team gave all of the footage to one person to edit. No backups, no copies, just all the footage for 20 incredible TEDx speakers handed over to one person. And then that one person had what I can only assume was a mental breakdown or personal crisis because they missed all of their deadlines to turn in the edited talks. And when the owner of the video company requested that they just turn the footage back over, he was met with exactly no response. She wouldn't answer calls, wouldn't answer texts, nothing. Crickets. Since then, she finally agreed to upload the footage to a shared drive, but the footage was corrupted on the upload and can't be used. So now, after weeks of back and forth, I've been told the owner was able to finally secure the original footage, and I thought things were back on track, but now I've learned my TEDx organizer's license for TEDx is expiring, and she still has not received the footage. So I don't know if 2 years worth of work has gone up in smoke or not. And if I'm being completely honest, even talking about this right now makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. So as I sat here reflecting on the last 2 years, a part of me really thought to myself, you know what? Maybe I'm done. Maybe I'm done fighting. Maybe there's enough others out there fighting to spread the word about breast implant illness. Maybe the community doesn't need me. But then I remembered you. You, the ones who listen to the Explant Secrets podcast and have found the courage to choose you and to choose to put your health first above anything else. So girl, if you can have the courage to do that, I can have the courage to keep going, keep telling our story, and keep educating women about the dangers of breast implants, and keep proving that breast implant illness is very, very real. So thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you are getting anything out of this show, anything at all, would you please share it, like it, subscribe, comment? Please let me know it's making a difference for you, because your feedback is more meaningful to me than I feel like I can even put into words right now. And I could really use some encouragement to keep going. Whew, okay. Don't worry, the next episode will be right back on track with the normal horrors and healing you've come to trust me to share. I love you. Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and just in case any of the doctors willing to keep their mouth shut about breast implant illness for the sake of their own pocketbooks, or leaders of the corporations pouring billions into marketing that preys on women and tells us that we're not good enough, if any of you happen to be listening, just really quick.
Let's begin. I'm gonna make you wish that I'd stayed gone. done. Your status quo will know its race is run. Oh, this will be fun.
Hey girl, so I'm over here giving you a massive virtual hug. Unless, of course, you don't like hugs. Then it's a crisp high five. Because you just finished listening to this episode of the Explant Secrets podcast. Did that just go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to explantsecrets.com. Because under podcast, you'll find a full breakdown of today's episode, show notes, sponsor discount codes, and a bunch of free stuff that I've built just for you. And if you're looking for a new crew of some seriously inspiring women who've been there, maybe to bounce your questions off of, or just gain some much needed support, check out my free Explant Secrets Facebook group. You can find the link in today's show notes. Okay, you Explant Rebel you, as we part ways for now, keep these words close to your heart. You are worthy. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of health, and you are worthy of living life to its fullest. Never forget that you have the power to reclaim your story and redefine your own definition of beautiful. So until next time, please be kind to yourself and don't be afraid to stay just a little bit rebellious. See you soon.